Hi.
Hey.
Jaden.
Well, let me plug in my headphones.
Let's just call this episode done.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Dude, Craig's got a new thing. You can add naughty word notes in the middle of the recording.
Keep that on.
It's gonna be incredibly important.
Craig knows.
Craig was like, man, these guys haven't put out an episode in 20 years because somebody always says of naughty. And then nobody wants to listen to 4 hours of audio and find out where it was. No one.
And he came along with the perfect solution.
The last one we tried to do, we did like 3 hours, and then I divvied it up. I was like, you listen to 1 hour 1, you listen to 1 hour 2, you listen to 1 hour 3. Didn't happen.
Not a single one. Not a single one.
Nobody wants to listen to this, not even us.
Isn't that? Doesn't that say something?
I sound crisp?
You actually sound a little distorted, a little extra.
Little spicy?
Yes. It might just be that my Apple headphones from the iPhone 6 era are exploded and only one earbud works.
What about now?
Nice and clean and fresh.
Okay, great. I got a whole lot of audio settings that can make me sound like talking like a policeman. I can do whatever.
You sound like a policeman now.
Policemen probably the last people using walkie-talkie.
Say that again?
Policemen probably the last people use walkie-talkie.
How it's children under the age of 10.
I
Do I? How do I sound?
You sound great. I have you balance setting.
Yes.
You're in quite a quiet environment.
Yeah, my
And
basement. I'm in
family
my
prayer,
parents'
time to
house.
go to bed. Yeah.
Everybody's heading to sleep.
You think that it's okay to be in your parents' house in this economy?
If we're gonna talk about the economy, yes. If we're gonna talk about self-respect, that is a bigger question.
Yeah, speaking of self-respect, why don't we talk about your new occupation?
The hell? You didn't have to bring that
Well, people want to know
up.
what are we doing? We started in high school. We're all out of high school now. Some things happened. We're busy. We're
Weird.
back now. Where are we at?
Tomorrow morning at 2 p.m. I start my new job at Chili's.
And your position is.
The to-go specialist. So I handle all of the to-go.
What's your pay rate, if you don't mind, just for the context?
Okay. The thing is, I don't know exactly yet. I'm going to be starting out at 12 base pay, but you earn tips. So I don't know what those tips would be like. If I earn $8 an hour in tips, that'd put me at $20 an hour, and that's good money for a to-go specialist.
If I had a boy come up to my car and knock on my window so I could roll down my window and take my styrofoam to-go box, I would probably immediately shift into reverse after I got my to-go box, to be honest. Like, it would not cross my mind to hand you a dollar bill.
Okay. That's what I was thinking also. And then I'll take it a step further. I've proved that because I've been doing DoorDash and I've gone to Chili's several times. And I can promise you I've never given them a tip.
I have
a buddy that works at a Chili's and he tells me that it happens somehow.
So. I want to know who, but probably shouldn't do that.
I don't even think you know him.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great step forward for you.
Well, needless to say, I walked in and they instantly hired me. There's not much pressure on me to be there.
I'm about as likely to tip the box guy as the iPad flipper at Crumble Cookies.
Unless it's a pretty girl with a nose rig. And then I do 20%.
It's not like she's getting that. It's in the damn internet.
I don't think it's a really good point.
Yeah, dude, it's stupid. You go to a concert, buy cool. $7 Dasani water. Hey, do you want a tip? No. Well, damn.
You know how many times I've been swindled now that I think about it because the cashier was mildly attractive.
You thought she was so into you. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. The other night I went to a restaurant and for background context, I'm not the most loud, so my parents will hear and they will say, What are you doing? Where did all your money go?
You just cut out pretty hard.
Okay, I'm whispering.
You can, the whispers are not being picked up, dude.
Oh, no. You know what? Basically, I don't have the most money in the world because I'm just doing DoorDash right now.
Yeah, I mean, and, times are tough.
And the other night we went out to dinner and I owed Jarek some money. And we go into this restaurant that's like decently expensive, like nothing crazy. Wimpy and Fritz in Ogden. And
the waitress. Why would you name drop the city?
I don't think it matters.
I don't want people to know that we live here, man.
It's a great place, dude.
I just added a look at the little recording box. Craig says, "Hey, right here, Jaden messed up." It's awesome.
Cut that out. Anyway, the girl doing our orders was so nice and kept giving me extra pineapple habanero sauce. She had two nose rings. I tipped her $15 and it felt great. I didn't leave my phone number or anything. It just made me feel like I don't know, man.
Like maybe she want you?
No, like I'm just rewarding her for what she deserves.
Is three nose ring too many?
Did I thought he said two.
You did.
Yeah.
Where's the line?
Three's way too many. The two is the septum nose combo.
Septum double nose.
Double, I don't know, I'm not a fan. Single septum? Yeah. Normal nose ring or nose ring septum. Is so good. That's worth a $15 tip.
I prefer double nose ring to any of those.
What?
Yeah, like just right next to each other.
Oh,
not
okay.
On both sides.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's the money spot.
Hmm. I might have to go on the hunt again. Speaking of which, just so the people know, I'm incredibly lonely.
You've horrible. Been looking.
Searching. Crazy.
Multiple dating apps being used.
No, I just one because I got banned from the other.
Yeah. Should we talk about that? Is that something?
It wasn't my fault, dude. And no one's going to believe me no matter what I say. But I went out with this chick that I met through dating app. And I decided I wasn't a fan anymore. I didn't want to continue things after our one hangout. She was... Hopefully she never hears this.
I think this one's going to get like 2 views.
Okay. Let's pray. She was living in the house of her boyfriend. Like, I go to her house and she's like coming through the side door. And I was like, oh, so it's one of those situations. And she proceeds to tell me that this is not her family. This is her ex-boyfriend's family. And that he is in the room to the side of us. And she says, like, if someone comes in, you have to leave immediately. Because they will not like that I have another boy in the house. And back then, I took it hook, line, and sinker. I said, I will skedaddle out of here. Don't worry.
Do you think they wanted the ex to get back with her? Or why would they not want her to have guests? Or...
Okay, get this. At the time, I just took it like it would just be an ugly situation. Now that I've had some time and wisdom in my years, I think they were still together.
That actually makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, dude. I mean, she did
they're
have her
together
own room.
Living separate.
That's the thing. She had her own room. So that kind of like... That makes it a little more believable.
Hmm.
But she could have just had her own room because they had a spare one in the house. And... Well, no, she was sleeping in her own bed. Yeah, I don't know, man.
When?
This was... Let's see. 2 years ago?
You don't remember the bed size?
Oh, you said twin. It was a maybe a queen.
Okay, dude.
But it was
who is in a half house who's buying a queen, taking up that much square footage?
It was on the floor too. And there was a couch in there, cheap LED lights, $30 mirror from Hobby Lobby.
Ugh.
So we did not hang out again, and I said, "Look, baby.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk to you anymore, and I'm gonna remove you." So
why you said that in person?
No, on Snapchat. I didn't want to see her again in person. Okay, so here's where things get a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was also a girl I was talking to at the time that she wasn't my girlfriend. She was never my girlfriend, but we were like pretty tight. I was her favorite. She was my favorite, but we were still dating around. She, a couple of days later, texts me while I'm at breakfast with Justice and Jansen. I'll never forget it. And she says, "Do you know who this girl is?" And I said, "What?" Yeah, why? And then she said, "A friend of mine sent me a screenshot," because like even the friend knew that we were dating. That's how like tight we were. But not like dating exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't cheating on her. And she had posted my Snapchat on her story and said, "Watch out for him. He gets what he wants and leaves." And I started sweating. I was like, "I didn't get anything from you. We watched Netflix in your house.
What did you watch?
I want to say it was Insidious 2.
So maybe she's meant her Netflix subscription is what you wanted.
Apparently. Anyway, a little while later, I tried to go into my Tinder account, and the last interaction that I had was with her, and then all of a sudden, I was banned. So I think she reported me for something, and they just like didn't ask any questions, and just said, he's gone.
I don't get how she can report you, and it just goes through. Like, you didn't do anything wrong in the app, please.
The thing is like, I have no other idea of how it could have happened.
Were you doing any other, maybe, mischief on Tinder? Maybe you said something rude to a woman?
No, I don't think so. I really don't.
Huh. Too bad you can't log in with a fake phone number, text now.
Well,
free phone number app.
I could, but okay. For the people who don't know, to get a fake number, one that receives verification codes for any app, you have to pay for it. And okay, what's $5 a month for Tinder, basically? Like, I totally could do it. Problem is, my little iPhone is set up on family sharing. So all of the subscriptions run through my dad's credit card. So he would say, hey, what are you paying for text now for? And that wouldn't be a very reasonable situation.
You wouldn't just say Tinder? Like, is your dad not cool with you seeing women?
He would say, well, why do you have to pay for it?
Are you not willing to tell your dad what you've done?
Wow.
Because to me, it sounds like you're doing some mischief. And like, oh, I got banned. I don't know why.
It sounds exactly like I was doing some mischief.
Just say you got banned no reason. Say it was a feminist movement. He would
I would that. Prefer to avoid the situation. Because, okay. Here's where the story starts to brighten up. I'm on Mutual, the LBS singles dating app.
Lots more baddies on that.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Have you met with any of those women?
Yeah. Yeah, I went on a date in the Can I say this? I went on a date in the BYU area with a BYU student.
Yeah, I just feel like people that are going to think we're lame that we're in Utah, probably.
No, I think it's more funny, dude.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're BYU. The Mormon school.
Yeah, dude. I believe in the LDS. Single life. Picked up a nice little BYU girl, took her around Provo, and dropped her off.
No, nothing more, nothing less.
We went on a second date. She's really cool.
Where's the third? Yeah. That's usually a big milestone.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I mean, you did meet another woman at a club attempting to get into a club. I heard little tweeties about that.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's like this club hood rat versus this beautiful BYU woman. You kind of have a big choice to make.
It's just a lot about the duality of man.
Are you leaning to a side right now?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards not having to drive to Provo.
Yeah, the other school is a lot closer than Provo.
Oh, yes. Waggies. So, That's me. I'm working at Chili's, and sometimes I score with a woman.
Just drowning in it. And maybe school online soon.
Yeah, dude. My plan is actually to go do sales in California, make some money, and do school online this coming season.
Are you going to go into marketing then, or?
No. Well, maybe. It's just like summer sales, but we start in February. And it sounds cheesy, but I know several dudes that made upwards of $30,000 in like less than 6 months. And I'm smarter than a good handful of them, so I think I could do it.
But you don't know if that's what you'd want to go to school for.
No, yeah, it's kind of just like, I really would like money because I have some ideas of things I would like to do. And if I have upwards of $30,000, it would be a lot easier to jump into those kinds of things. Starting my own business.
Marketing minors are crazy, crazy good tools. Even if you don't go into that, you could just get the minor. And boom, you're more qualified than any of those hosts.
It's a very good point. I might have to look into it. Right now, I just selected my my major as Spanish.
What school?
USU. I applied. I have to actually wait until tomorrow to resubmit something because our high school didn't send the transcript with the graduation date. So they waited 4 weeks and then said, hey, we need another transcript with graduation date. Why didn't they send that in the first place? So,
you still have access to those transcripts?
You contact the school. The deadline is getting dangerously close to submit at all. So, like, if it doesn't go through, I think it's December 1st. There's no chance.
To get in the spring?
Yeah.
You could do summer. You could sail and do school.
Yeah, but I don't know. My plan was, this is another thing I wanted to do. Go to Spain and work in Spain at the end of the summer.
Doing what?
Working for like a tourism place. Because I speak Spanish. Well, I found out about this thing called Workaway. And basically you get a job somewhere else and live there for like a month or longer. And there's a couple of them in Spain that piqued my interest. And just being able to speak English and Spanish, I am beating out a lot of the competition that wants to go visit. So I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I've actually heard about that. There's a lot of like camps that my family does, and they're always like, you can come to wherever and just watch these kids. Doesn't sound very fun to me. But...
yeah, the one place I want to go to is like a super famous rock climbing destination. So that would be dope.
But we'll see. Do like to climb the rocks. I hear rumblings of that about you.
Beastoid.
Why don't you want to go to school in person? Because it sucks.
No, I would like to, but I need money. So that's this plan for like spring. Finish out the summer somewhere else. And then once I get done with sales. And then come back and I want to live up there at school. And then rinse repeat until I'm financially stable.
That'd be awesome because I commute to there quite often.
Yeah. You come crash.
See my beautiful wife and see my beautiful boys.
I was going to ask you about that. What's it like having a long distance relationship? And if it's going to make you sad, we don't have to talk about it. But like the juicy details.
Well, a good way to tell where your relationship is at is to look at your girlfriend's TikTok account because they just kind of figure shit out about you. So, like, she started seeing these TikToks about being in a medium distance relationship. And it's like, when you live out of a duffel bag and drive 2 hours every weekend to see your significant other. And I'm like, that's kind of oddly specific to our situation.
The exact same thing.
So yeah, if you want to figure out if she's gonna break up with you, if she loves you, just look at her TikTok, and that gives some pretty eerily accurate information.
Wow.
So you know how like it's like it makes the heart grow fonder, the distance, you know?
Yeah. They say that.
They say that. And so, like, you get there, and it's, like, awesome.
It's just so good.
It's just so good. There's certain things I can't talk about, because she might listen.
That's reasonable. I want to share another example, though. I have another friend who will go unnamed that you know. But his GF... They've been dating for 1 year, I think like 1 year now. And she just recently moved to school in a different state. And he desperately is not feeling it. He hung out with her, and it was, he told me when he went to go leave, he finally, or she came and visited, and as soon as she left, he got in his car and he listened to Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And he almost cried on his way home because he was so happy that she was gone.
Wow. I felt the opposite. I was fearful that she was going to go to these guaggy parties and get with the football player and just get absolutely delighted. And luckily, we dated long enough before that didn't happen. But
there's a little kink, a little extra detail. This guy has a relationship, a working relationship with a family member of hers. So he can't break off this horrible long distance relationship because he'll lose the working opportunity.
Why don't you just say her first name? His first name.
Because he might listen to it and he's going to be pissed that I'm talking about it.
Oh, wow, I really don't know who you're talking about.
I'll tell you after.
Put it in the chat.
No, I don't. Okay.
Good. Yeah. Who's going to know in the chat? How do you type? Oh! Oh, yeah. What about the dog? Where's the dog at?
It's his. It's his dog.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a their dog situation.
No.
I've told Heidi before that I will straight up steal the dog from her house if anything goes bad. I do not care.
Which I think is completely reasonable.
Yeah, fucking... My dog, man. Especially if she does anything, you know, like unfaithful. I would be absolutely ape mode.
I would snatch that dog up.
Like, I'm taking the dog. I'm like egging your house. I'm like,
I'm maybe setting your lawn on fire.
Maybe I set the lawn on fire. Dude, if you set her backyard on fire, it would literally cause the biggest fire in the entire world. It's the back of her house goes to the Salt Lake of just dry grass.
Game over at that point.
Good luck.
Have you ever mashed potatoed somebody?
No.
It's when you take instant potatoes, the ones that you just mix with water. and fill their lawn up with them. And then when the sprinklers go on overnight, this is more of a summer activity. The instant mashed potatoes fall in their lawn.
Do they expand?
Yeah. Not like a ton. You have to put a lot for it to have much of an effect.
Just enough for a little mashed potato. Oh my gosh. That's a good idea. She's a single sprinkler soldier.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Lock it in one place and then make like a mountain of mashed potato. And then put wheelbarrows and tools.
Is there any legal action you can take if somebody like has like an excavator and drives it down your road and drops like 10 gallons of dirt into your front lawn and then just drives the excavator away? Like, he didn't destroy anything. He just put some dirt right there and it's in my yard and now.
I think it's called illegal dumping, which is hilarious.
Is that only if it's dirt, though? What if you did mashed potato?
It's called illegal mashed potato.
Or like grass.
They wouldn't.
How many blades? How many blades of grass can I
destroy? Say it again, you cut out.
How many blades of grass can I rip up before it's like destruction of property? I could just rip up all their grass and put it in a big pile. What did I do? I just moved the grass.
Because how much blades knows? How long would that take?
What if you lit a candle next to their home, like right below their home foundation, and oh no, the candle just started it on fire, but I didn't light a fire, I just put a candle.
I just lit a candle, said there.
Oh, I'm under arrest for put a candle in someone's yard. Yeah, whatever. They couldn't do anything about it.
That's good. Wait. I'm gonna have to remember that. Next time I'll post my Snapchat on her story. It says to watch out for me like I'm a convicted felon.
Like the freaking fake kidnappings that happen every week.
What?
Remember like a couple months ago when girls were like, this guy, I saw this post on Facebook, he drives a blue car and he kills people, look out, and he's here. In Layton, or wherever, and it's like, and then it was like 2 days later, that was not real. Everybody got that massive pranked.
That was her ex-boyfriend.
It was just a normal man.
Is that illegal? Can you get away with, I guess it's like, what do they call it, defamation?
Yeah, that is definitely defamation.
Wow, that is hilarious. Can you imagine, like, your close family sees it and is, like, actually concerned that you're a serial killer? People believe anything they see on Facebook.
So the entire Utah Snapchat population believed it.
There's I'm pretty sure it's the same where you are. We live relatively close to each other, but the state of Utah, there's this thing, and it might be the same everywhere, but Facebook community pages. And people just complain and gripe all the time. Like, if you get Darnell this, you just posted the community Facebook page.
Hear me out, though. My Halloween bowl got stolen. I put that shit in the community. Next day, I put threats in the community. Next day, 15 Halloween bowls in the parking lot right by my house.
The Halloween bandit gave up.
I scared him off. I got the entire... Especially if you live in a ghetto city like me, You do not want to get shouted out on the community page as being a felon.
Would you almost go to say that it's too powerful to scare some child into giving up his Halloween bowl collection?
Well, you gotta think, like, if you live in Brunswick, North Dakota, and you put, hey, this guy is a bad guy, nobody's gonna do anything about it. But if you live in, like, Chicago, and you post a picture of a guy, and it's like, this guy stole my prized possession off my porch.
My family heirloom.
It was a nice bowl. He stole a nice thing off of my porch. Help me out. I would be horrified. Because you don't know what. Anybody could see that. Crackhead could see that. And see you. And then, boom, you get your face eat off. It's over. So, I think it depends on where you live. But I'm glad they exist.
What a world we live in.
I mean, you're the mischief causer. You would be the one to be scared of a community banding together.
I would be terrified. Maybe that's what it is. Deep down, I'm scared that one day I'll end up on the Facebook page.
Do you be vandalizing?
Not much these days. Maybe back when I was younger. Speaking of, you do not doorbell bitch near my house these days. My family was talking about a story today of my, like a distant family member I have and his buddies were around here doorbell bitching. And there's a guy that's famous. Old man, don't ring his doorbell because he's evil. And so, of course, everyone rings his doorbell. And one time, his daughter, who's around the same age as the kids, maybe like 15, 14, tipped him off that these hoodlums were going to come ring his doorbell, heaven forbid. And when they went to go ring it, he opened the door. And he unleashed bear spray on their face and eyes. Bear spray. The stuff that disorients bears. On 14 and 15 year old kids. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah. I don't remember what ended up happening with him, but he definitely faced legal action. And the kids went to the hospital.
There could be some vision loss with that.
Yeah.
Why is the old man don't ding his doorbell? Is he just a dick? Is there like more lore? I want more lore.
I wish I knew. I know his daughter actually.
Fairly is nice she a dick?
Girl. Some people would say that.
Oh. This is not good.
Maybe we should try it out. I also heard, and this one, I don't know if it was true. I want to believe it now because I'm remembering where I heard it from. Justice told me that his little cousin got shot, like, with a gun in the leg for doorbell bitching.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Here?
In Logan.
What?
Which I want to believe it. I really do.
Was there some action taken?
He said yeah, but he said he didn't remember what happened. Because it was like 6 months ago.
His cousin?
Yeah.
If my cousin got shot in the leg doorbell ditching, I would know the aftermath of that situation. He just had no idea? Like, oh.
Yeah, maybe I should ask more questions. Maybe I heard the story wrong. Maybe
that stinks. That smells bad to me.
Something so stinky here.
I mean, he does have some bad recent history with the authorities, so I could understand his maybe exaggeration.
What are you talking about?
I've heard rumblings. I've heard little birdies coming and telling me that
hold up.
There was maybe a party and maybe the authorities came to.
Okay. I was there.
Yeah, you guys are really into that partying. You've been partying a lot, and I've not tagged along. You get into mischief.
It comes with its repercussions. So, to give a little background, I don't drink. I don't smoke. And we go to parties, and sometimes there are people there that do that. And a lot of times it gets out of hand. And the cops come. And the other night, we were at a party, and I was like, I have a feeling we need to leave. And so my friends were like, oh, freak, okay. And call it the Holy Spirit. But we get out on the front lawn and start walking, and two cop cars drive past, like, on the road. And the house was in a cul-de-sac. So they weren't even coming down, but I was like, dude, they're probably going to loop back around. And they did. We got out of the cul-de-sac and into our car immediately as the cops pull in. And I call Justice and I say, dude, you have to leave. Cops are there. And he says, cops are here, to everyone around him. Boom. Instantly clear out. People were over the fence in instants.
Like a little ant farm.
Yeah. So I guess you could say the Holy Spirit saved the day inside me on that one.
Yeah, you were the only one who could feel it, you saint.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm a pretty good guy.
Would you say you mostly go to these events to cause mischief, or to maybe meet a woman, maybe have a good time? I don't know. What is
it? I'm a fan of mischief and messing with people and things. Typically when they're partying is very easy. Extremely, if you will.
So would you ever, like, go into somebody's cabinet and try to make a cup of coffee just maybe for the hell of it?
It's funny you bring that up. We tried to do that at this guy's house, and he did. He got very mad. He said, what the freaking freak are you doing in my cupboards, you weirdos? And we said, we're trying to use your coffee maker. And he said, why? I didn't think about it that much. Sorry, dude. Anyway, this isn't very eventful, but I go downstairs after, and I'm flirting with this girl. And she is... I'm trying to find the remote for my television. She's a little too not paying attention. And she goes in the fridge and takes out a thing of Otter Pops and is like carrying them around. Can I eat the Otter Pops and give them to her friends? And I say, hey, don't do that. And I take the Otter Pops out of her hand and I go to put them in the freezer because I know that this guy wouldn't like it if I just allowed this girl to eat the Otter Pops. I don't want him to get mad at her. As soon as I go to open the freezer with the Otter Pops in my hand, the dude walks in and says, hey, you freak that was in my cupboard. What are you doing in my freezer? Get out of my house now.
It makes a lot of sense that you would be in the little nooks and crannies of his house. You have no history.
It was so mad.
I think everyone in the audience would agree that you're at fault in that situation.
Once, but not twice.
If I ever throw a shindig and people were to get in my fridge, get out of my fridge now. There's nothing in there for you. Instant, instant kick out. I try and make a coffee with my machine. I have to clean it. Got to replace the filter. Got a dirty IK cup in there. You're gone immediately.
I didn't think about it like that.
What did you think about it like? Like this was the public coffee machine? Maybe you didn't think at all, Jade.
I say that. Well, I'm a fan of mischief.
Yeah, I think that's kind of that's a good title, mischief. James Mischief.
It makes it sound more innocent and fun.
I mean, you haven't gotten into any too big mischief yet.
No.
Biggest mischief was getting suspended. We haven't really gotten past that level of caught, reprimanded mischief.
He got suspended from high school for writing the word piss on the locker in the locker room, the expo marker. They said, you're out of here. And then, as captain of the cross-country team, I missed a meet and had to apologize publicly in front of the whole cross-country team. Well, all of my friends, they got suspended with me, and they were in the audience, sat there and giggled and laughed. And I had to turn to a straight face to apologize for criminally mischievizing the locker room with the piss.
We really thought that the marker was erasable, and turns out it was. Because
you just had to.
Wasn't there.
You had to work a little harder than normal.
Do you remember what I wrote?
Like a dick and balls?
No, I wrote like a full sentence.
Did you get suspended?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot, dude. I knew it was me, Mitch, and Daylin. And I guess I couldn't
remember. Ethan escaped. Ethan wrote, but he did not get reprimanded.
Wow. I know Mitch did most of the pictures and drawing.
I wrote, like, dem titties. I wrote dem titties. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
Dem titties. Get
I did not school. Draw titties, however. I would not do that.
There was titties that were drawn there already.
I figured the janitor would come in, maybe have a chuckle and erase it and be on his merry way.
No, no, no.
No. Career over.
What they wrote on the suspension form was criminal mischief. Not even vandalism. Criminal mischief. I guess vandalism is also a misdemeanor, but yeah.
They threatened. We're
getting the cops in here right now. I said, please don't do that. Please.
The female principal was threatening criminal charges, but the cool Chad Sigma principal was like, yeah, come on.
All right.
Just titties.
Give him a slap on the neck and say, get out of here.
He was like, how about calm your tits to the principal? It was kind of crazy.
It was nuts.
Then I had a nice lunch with him and we talked about his Muay Thai career.
He was a good fighter.
Yeah, he was in like a major event.
Dang. If you're out there, Mr. Color. His last name was Color.
His last name was Cover?
A Color. It was Mr. Brown. His name is Mr. Brown.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, a popular enough name.
I miss you. I love you.
He handed me my diploma.
I
shook his hand and I said to him, I would rather no one else hand me this diploma, Mr. Brown. And he said, I really appreciate that. He saw me at my lowest, then he saw me at my peak.
He was honestly there through it all.
He's a goat.
He was there when we almost got suspended for bullying the opposing team at basketball games.
I'm following a very similar career path to him. I could be very much like him.
You could. One day, a Mr. Brown.
I'd probably do jiu-jitsu instead of Muay Thai. It's more of a mental thing, jiu-jitsu is.
Was that Brazilian? What's Muay Thai? Thai?
I think you just answered your own questions.
Both of them. Immediately, almost.
Yeah. Right after, I didn't even have a chance. Muay Thai is more like kicking, and jiu-jitsu is more like puzzle, grappling, problem solving.
Well, that's so deep.
Do you know Mark Zuckerberg does jiu-jitsu? It's like...
I think I could one punch kill Mark Zuckerberg.
You don't punch in it. That's why smart people are doing jiu-jitsu, is because it's like a little game of chess with your body.
Your little chess defense moves. When I sucker punch you in the nose, Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't think you can do that. I think it's just submissions, really.
I'm not getting in the ring with them. I'm talking about street bare knuckle brawl over stocks in Facebook.
Well, he does not do street bare knuckle brawl. He does jujitsu.
That's where I'll see him, though. Promise.
It's like I said, Mark Zuckerberg plays chess, and you're like, well, I'm going to punch him in the fucking face for that. He's just a normal guy.
Can you blame me? He's a lizard, dude.
I think he's just a normal guy who's losing a lot of money right now.
He's definitely a normal guy. He's one of those people that, like, maybe shouldn't have been famous ever. They just weren't cut out for it.
He talked about his Congress hearing and stuff and how unflattering those images were of him.
Yeah.
And I feel for him.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, imagine you are just a normal guy, and there are people that, like, wholeheartedly send you death threats because you're a lizard person.
That would suck.
Wouldn't like it.
Do you think any of us will get, like, legit big famous?
I sure hope so.
It would be nice.
I think a lot of us have it in us. The avenues just have to be opened a little bit more, and you know, it has to be figured out.
We need to start making more shirts.
That's part of the reason why I'm going to go do sales, so I have damn money.
Yeah. I'll sketch some stuff.
Let me know, dude. Let me know, because I have plenty of ideas. It's just like I don't have enough money to spend all my time on it right now. I can't jump in head first because I also have to make investments in supplies and production.
Did you spend my Jerick shirt money on supplies and production, or did you spend it maybe on something else?
I spent your Jerick shirt money on the $15 tip I gave to the Devil Nose Ring woman at Wimpy and Fritz.
Well, good thing that we solved that issue.
No, dude, I charged for the price of the shirt. Like, I didn't make any money on that. I lost money in ink and labor.
You need to hire employees with more money than you.
Once I make $40,000 slinging solar, I'll have some time to think.
People love when you go to their door and tell them they need solar panels.
The way that it's done out there is different because in California, they have like certain laws and regulations that make this a lot more possible. But you go to somebody's house and you say, "Hey, I work for this company that works for the government. Can I check your power meter?" And then they say, they technically almost have to say yes, but they don't a lot of the time. And then you say, okay, yada, yada, yada. Here's what you could be, here's what I could be saving you if we had solar, and you don't have to pay money because I'm from the government. So we come and do it for free, but somehow I get paid money. I wish I knew more, but that's the gist of it.
Seems like a big scheme.
I don't have to pay for rent, though. So that is epic.
It's kind of a crazy model to be like, hey, are you anyone that's over 18? Come move across the country and do this for me. Literally anyone.
The thing is with a lot of companies, they make money on you because you pay for rent, and if you violate any agreement, like if you say, like, I want to go home, they make you sign something in the beginning, so you still have to pay for rent. And then they also hold the money so that if your deals don't go through, you get paid at, like, the end of the year. So if your deals don't go through, you don't get the money. Oh. And you also... like, the company doesn't lose money, so it's better for them. But the guys I'm working for, it's like almost everything up front. It's super nice.
You're in the big business.
But anyway.
Trying to think of some more mischief.
Crazy mind.
I think everyone in the world should be forced to do mushrooms.
I disagree.
Why?
There's a lot of girls I went to school with that would geek out and, like, ruin their life forever.
Not forever.
For years of therapy, I can bet you money on that.
Because they saw a little tree monster or something.
Have you ever done... We don't have to talk about this on here, but have you ever done shrooms?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
Ages ago. Bro, when they were legal.
Hold up, I don't think I've ever heard this story.
It's not much. It was the first time you ever met Mitch. And then he went in the closet and there was like a beam of light in the closet and he thought he was going to heaven.
Okay.
I think actually the closet was completely dark, but he was seeing a beam of light and I in turn was also seeing that. Because it was nighttime. I don't know how that was there.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember because there was dab, like wax dab, and we had one of those like old one of those vapes that you put like the juice on the cotton directly, an RDA is what they're called, and we took the wax and we put it on the coils so you could just burn it and smoke it. But we kept hitting it, nothing was happening. We didn't realize it wasn't melting. And so it finally got passed back to me. And I, like, take a big, long suck. And that's when it started melting. And I melted through, like, the whole two globs that we had put on there. And I was cooked.
Oh, there's got to be liquidy in there.
It vaporizes, so.
Would you ever be interested in going to Mexico and doing ayahuasca and, like, facing your deepest, darkest traumas and getting over them?
Yeah.
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 That's all I'm saying.
That'd be sick. I'd be down.
Did you know they're currently doing studies on people with DMT and they're, like, giving them DMT in a drip so they stay in there for, like, longer than the usual 12-minute high, and they are all seeing the same entity in their high, and they have no idea why that's happening.
That's insane.
Like, they all meet the same Shadow Man and go through the same experience. Kind of weird.
The Hat Man?
Huh?
Is it like the Benadryl Shadow Man? The Hat Man?
No, I think people describe it as like an elf creature. Could be wrong. Could be misquoting. But like elf or like alien creature is usually what you see when you do DMT.
Crazy. Let me know.
Did you know most major religions were started because of some sort of psychedelic?
No. I did not know that.
Kind of weird.
Interesting.
Did you know the Salem witch trials happened because they all suffered ergot poisoning in the wheat harvest, so all the bread they were having was a psychedelic, and they just all went crazy and had mass hysteria because of this little germ on some wheat?
That would make a lot of sense. I thought it was just crazy white people.
Yeah, white people were pretty crazy, but they get more crazy off the bread.
Don't ever get me off the bread, man. You don't want to see me like that one. A girl with the nose ring come up to me and I'll burn her steak.
Die! Die!
Evil witch!
Oh. But more on that later. I need to go to bed.
Reasonable.
I'll probably end it right as I'm saying die or something, because that'll be funny.
Yeah, I like that.